Amen. Praise the Lord for that special tonight as well. If you have your Bibles with you tonight, if you'd look with me to the book of Joshua, the book of Joshua chapter 8. And Wednesday nights we've been going through and studying on the life of Joshua and spent some time on the man Joshua even before we got into the book of Joshua. And then, of course, we've been in the book now and we've seen a lot of good things. And then some bad things with the defeated Ai and probably the low point in Joshua's entire life. And, of course, we'd study some things concerning all that. And then last week, after Israel dealt with Achan, the way God told them to deal with the sin of Achan, and once that happened, then the Lord turned, the Bible says, from his fierce anger. And then he turned back to fellowship with the nation of Israel. And chapter 8 and verse 1 reveals that there was once again this open communication between God and Joshua and God and Israel. And what a blessing it is to have an open communication with an almighty God. There's just something about that where you know when you pray, he hears your prayers. And you know, when you read your Bible, you hear from him. And you listen to the preaching of the Word of God, then the Spirit of God reveals exactly what he has for you to receive from that. There's just a communication with God is a tremendous blessing. Well, tonight we're going to continue here in chapter 8. Let's start reading in verse 9, and we're going to read down to verse 21. And spend a little time getting there, but this is what I want you to see what's taking place. So go ahead and stand with me. We're going to be reading chapter 8 of Joshua, beginning in verse 9. The Bible says, "And Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. And Joshua rose up early in the morning and numbered the people and went up, and he and the elders of Israel before the people of Ai. And all the people, even the people of war that were with him, went up and drew nigh and came before the city and pitched on the north side of Ai. Now there was a valley between them and Ai. And he took about 5,000 men and set them to lie in ambush between Bethel and Ai, on the west side of the city. When they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west of the city, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. It came to pass, when the king of Ai saw it, that they hasted and rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at a time appointed before the plain. But he wist not that there were liers in ambush against him behind the city. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. And all the people that were in Ai were called together in pursuit after them. And they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. And the Lord said unto Joshua, stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it unto thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand. And they entered into the city and took it, and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw, and behold, the smoke of the city ascended up to heaven, and they had no power to flee this way or that way. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw that the ambush had taken the city, and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. And let's pray. Our Father and our God, again, as we bow before you, we thank you for, Lord, the Bible, your precious holy word that has been preserved just the way you would have it to be preserved so we can learn from it. And I pray tonight as we study this passage of scripture concerning the victory at Ai that you would just speak to us, each one individually and collectively as a church family. Pray that you'd empower the preaching of thy word once again. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You may be seated. So in chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, we didn't read that part of it, but it led into what we read in starting in verse 9. But God gives instructions for Israel to return to Ai. In verse 1, he says this, "And the Lord said unto Joshua, Fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go up to Ai. See, I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and his land." We briefly touched on that a little bit last Wednesday night, but the return to Ai. That's a key part in Israel's possessing the land of Canaan, because this is the defeat, the first defeat that they had when they went up against Ai. When they went up crossing Jordan, victorious living. I mean, they couldn't have been any more excited about the life and the blessings and who God was and what God was doing for them. When they went up against Jericho and they saw the miraculous hand of God just knocking over the walls, paved a way into the city, again, they're living this victorious Christian life. They couldn't be any more excited about their God and the future. The future was bright. I mean, all the things, what a blessing. And then they go up against Ai, and it all tumbles. And last week we studied what happened. Now Achan's dealt with. God has restored communication. And the first act of his communication was to tell them, you're going to return to Ai. But he tells them in returning, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. There's no doubt there would have been a temptation for Israel to have fear returning to Ai. There would have been a temptation to be dismayed or anxiety attack, oppression over just the thought of returning to that past defeat. See, Ai is where they experienced shame. They ran from them. These mighty men of valor running from this city and these soldiers of Ai. 36 of them gave up their lives. They were shamed. They were soundly defeated. I don't know about you, but I don't like to remember my defeats. I like to talk about my victories. But I don't like to go back and revisit memories of defeat, shame, discouragement. Human nature tells me that the nation of Israel did not want to go back. They didn't want to remember past failures, defeats in your Christian life. Something you thought you could overcome, and instead of you defeating it, it defeated you. And it still lingers in your mind. It still has somewhat of a control. Satan is still using it possibly to put fear in your heart and anxieties, thinking about that could happen again. I could possibly fall to the very same temptation because I didn't get the victory from it from before. So AI, I don't know what your AI might be. I think we all have them. It was a place where they lost their communication with God. And losing their communication with God, they lost faith. They lost trust. They lost confidence that they used to have and that you can't even talk about any longer because you don't know if you understand it. And if you don't understand it, how can anyone else understand what I'm experiencing because of AI? A failure in my past. No one wants to go back and remember. You might go all the way back to your teenage years. And you thought that, no, that's so long. The longer I get away from it, possibly the more I can block it out. But if you've never dealt with it, if you've never gone back there and dealt with it the way that it needs to be dealt with, it'll always be there in the back of your mind. It'll always be there in your subconscious. I preached a message on Sunday morning on getting past our past, and we do have to get past our past, but before you can get past your past, you have to face your past. And many times we have to go back to our AIs so that we can get the victory, so that it does not continue to haunt us as we move forward in our Christian lives. Wow. Not a place that I would want to go. Not a place I want to remember. But God says, go back to AI. But as you go back, I don't want you to have fear. As you go back, I don't want you to have anxieties. I don't want you to be dismayed. I don't want you to have oppression. Because you're going back to gain the victory that I wanted you to have, even back in your teenage years. Yeah. Some people battle cigarettes and they lose the battle. Yeah. Before you know it, they end up accepting they're just going to have to keep that in their lives because I can't defeat it. Wrong. It's your AI. Some people have battled alcohol and they've tried to defeat it and they've failed and they go back and so sometimes they say, well, it's something I've just got to live with. I can't overcome it. Wrong. If it's something outside of God's will, it will be something that will haunt you, something that Satan will use against you for the rest of your Christian life. You better go back to AI and get the victory that God wanted you to get when you first dealt with it. Marriage? You just learn to live with something? Just learn to live with it. It's going to continue to haunt you. You just learn to live with it. It's going to continue to haunt you and continue to be used of the devil to limit you and the blessings that God has for you in that relationship in your life. You got to go back to AI. Not that you want to. Because there are fears associated with it. There are anxieties But you got to go back to Ai. Israel, before they could move on, needed to face their past failures, or they would never move forward in victory. They might move forward, but they never would move forward in victory. There's a difference. Moving forward existing and moving forward getting all that God has for you to get out of life, even in that area that you have failed at one point. It was God's will for them to defeat Ai as well as all the land of Canaan. If it was God's will for you to defeat that Ai, then we should never accept defeat when God's will is still obtainable. Isn't that good? We should never accept defeat, although so many have already accepted defeat, but we should never accept defeat when God's will is obtainable. It's God's will that you obtain it. Amen. Whatever that your AI might be. We can't walk around it. I can imagine possibly Israel was thinking, well, we couldn't defeat it, so let's just section that side, this Ai off, and not claim that as being part of the land of Canaan. Let's just block it off, let them have their little area right there in Canaan, and we will not acknowledge it as being in Canaan. We'll just block it off and have the rest of Canaan as the promised land. And that's not what God said. Because you would be reminded of it every time you took a stroll around Canaan. Yeah. We try to skirt it every time we face something in our lives. Because it's always going to be there. Because it's a bad memory of defeat. And it's impacting my life even now. You can't walk around it the rest of your life and live in victory. You need to return with God's battle plans to win the battle. No matter what the battle plans that God has for you, but if it's God's battle plans, that's what you need to, all of us need to be obedient to. Return. And that's what we just read here tonight, is Joshua returning with the nation of Israel with God's battle plans to win the battle at Ai. Amen? That's what we read. That's our text. That's where it was leading. We cannot allow our past failures at Ai to hinder the rest of our life's work. Yeah. So Joshua chapter 8, verses 1 through 8, he laid out what they were to do, and then what we read in verse 9 to verse 21 are them doing it. And if you would compare it, they did exactly what God told them to do. They did not deviate from that whatsoever. For them to do that, they would first need to believe and trust in his plans to return to Ai with the battle plans to win the victory. They have to believe in that. Believe it comes from God, and if it comes from God, then I can trust it because it will give me the victory that I'm looking for. And so with that, it would require total obedience, not just partial obedience. Sometimes we try to get the job done with just partial obedience. We need to have complete obedience. We need to research it, understanding what God says about it, and then we need to go back with God's battle plans. So verse 9 and 10, Joshua would make this personable. This affected Joshua more than anyone else. He was the leader. And as the leader that God had appointed, he would accept the responsibility of the defeat. And I love what Joshua did. Now, he's got God's battle plans, and he's already starting to follow this. But look in verse 9. The Bible says, "Then Joshua therefore sent them forth, and they went to lie in ambush and abode between Bethel and Ai." It's exactly what God told him to do, on the west side of Ai. But Joshua lodged that night among the people. This is the Bible. This is God writing this in there for us to, as we study this and understand this. Joshua lodged that night. He was the captain of the whole. He was the king. He was the one leader of all. But he wanted to be with the soldiers. He wanted to be with the men that he had let down, to be an encouragement to them. He made it personable. I don't know what your AI is and what you're battling, but you got to make it personable. This is you trusting in God, doing what God wants you to do to defeat an enemy that wants to kill, steal, and destroy. God's will for your life. It's personable. Joshua chose the ones for their specific tasks. God told him what to do. He didn't tell him which ones to do. Joshua chose the ones for the specific tasks that God had given to them. And then he stayed with them to keep them encouraged and mindful of every detail. He said, if I only had a spiritual advisor that would walk around with me and remind me that this is what you need to do. And no, don't do that and do this. Almost like if you had your own physical therapist or your whatever they might call that to help you to go on a diet. I don't know if there's a name for that or not. But somebody that would just be there with you and say, no, don't eat that. Eat this. And no, don't stop at just five of those jumping jacks. Do 10. Don't stop with 100 pounds of weight. Put 150 on there. You see, that's what Joshua, he took it personally, and that's why he was there. I believe that the Bible tells us that he went and stayed with them because he wanted to encourage them and remind them every specific point that God had given to them, because you have to have complete obedience. You might not have a spiritual advisor that's going to walk around with you everywhere you go, but can I tell you, you have his word. You have his church. Sometimes that's what you do when you come to church. You just have a spiritual advisor in the Holy Spirit of God using the music and the messages, song and the preaching and the teaching to say, remember, apply this, do that, apply it here. Amen. You got to see it as being personable. God loves you. He wants victory in your life. He wants you to live with victory and not defeat. No matter what your AI might be. Verse 13, the Bible says, after everyone was in their places and before the battle would begin, look what the Bible says about Joshua. And when they had set the people, even all the host that was on the north of the city, and their liers in wait on the west side of the city, everyone in their positions, Joshua went that night into the midst of the valley. Just Joshua. Joshua went to where the battle would be fought. I believe he did it, and he claimed victory. When Nehemiah, he went and viewed the walls, and he claimed victory. I think there's something about making it personable and claiming the victory, knowing what the victory is, what God wants you to get out of this, and claiming the victory over cigarettes, over alcohol, over pornography, over you name it, whatever your AI might be. He spent the time with God claiming the victory. Verse 14 and 15. Joshua and Israel would reenact what they had done the first time. But this time, Israel would be better prepared by learning from their past failures. See what they did the first time when they went up against AI and they realized they didn't bow before them, but they come out to fight them, they turn and run for fear and anxiety. Well, look there with me, verse 14. And it came to pass when the king of AI saw it, that they hasted, they saw the Joshua's part of the army coming forward. They rose up early, and the men of the city went out against Israel to battle, he and all his people at a time appointed before the plain. But he wist not that there were liars in ambush against him behind the city. He didn't know that. Joshua knew that. That was part of the battle plan. And Joshua and all Israel made as if they were beaten before them and fled by the way of the wilderness. They showed a little bit of humility here, but in order for them to show a little humility and running from them, it actually boosted the pride of AI. And they would not respond out of wisdom, they would respond out of arrogance. But this was God's plan. God told them to do this because God knows human nature, and he knew how that the soldiers of AI would respond to them running away from them. So sometimes it doesn't make sense to us, but it doesn't have to, as long as you know it makes sense to God. As long as you know it is what God says to do. Whether it makes sense to you or not, if you know it's what God says to do, you better do what God says to do. Total obedience, unconditional obedience to God's battle plans. See, this time Israel had prepared by putting soldiers in a place of ambush, and they had better prepared by knowing that there was no sin in the camp. They had the hand of God upon their lives. And it happened just as God knew it would happen. Ai left their city defenseless. Verse 16. And all the people that were in Ai were called together to pursue after them, and they pursued after Joshua and were drawn away from the city. You left your own city defenseless. Not very wise, but when you're prideful and arrogant, you're not going to make wise decisions. And there was not a man left in Ai or Bethel that went not out after Israel, and they left the city open and pursued after Israel. Wow. Huh. Verse 18 to 20, we find that God's plan had worked, and he gave Joshua and Israel the victory. But they had to trust in that to do that. They had to trust in God's battle plans to execute God's battle plans. I don't know that they would have been able to realize how that they would have responded outside of God and outside of what they learned through past failures. And the Lord said unto Joshua, verse 18, stretch out the spear that is in thine hand toward Ai, for I will give it into thine hand. And Joshua stretched out the spear that he had in his hand toward the city. And the ambush arose quickly out of their place, and they ran as soon as he had stretched out his hand, and they entered into the city and took it and hasted and set the city on fire. And when the men of Ai looked behind them, they saw and behold the smoke of the city ascending up to heaven. And they had no power to flee this way or that way. They were surrounded. And the people that fled to the wilderness turned back upon the pursuers. That's Joshua and his men that was with him. They turned back upon their pursuers. And when Joshua and all Israel saw, I mean, they're able to see it with their own eyes now, what God had done. When they saw that the ambush had taken the city and that the smoke of the city ascended, then they turned again and slew the men of Ai. When they saw once again and were experiencing the blessings of being on God's side and in God's will, they seen themselves as overcomers. They seen themselves as conquerors. Yeah. In 1 John chapter 5, I'm getting ready to close here. 1 John chapter 5. They had to go back to Ai to see themselves as overcomers. They had to go back to Ai and win the victory to see themselves as conquerors. They had to go back to Ai and experience the victory to see themselves as victorious. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 3, the Bible says, for this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. Keeping his commandments, and his commandments are not grievous. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. It overcomes every Ai in your past. But you have to keep his commandments. You have to go with his battle plans. And you can overcome your Ais. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world? But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God. Return to Ai and get the victory. I love this song. I think it goes along with this message. So listen to it. Once I drifted out in sin, had no hope nor joy within, and my soul was burdened down with pride. Then my Savior came along, and he showed me I was wrong. Now I know I'm on the winning side. From the straight and narrow way I was drifting every day, out upon the waters deep and wide. But it's all is over now. Glory light is on my brow, and my soul is on the winning side. I will never Have a fear, for my Lord is ever near, and in him so often I confide. He's the keeper of my soul since I gave him full control, and he placed me on the winning side. Well, I'm on the winning side. Yes, I'm on the winning side. Out in sin no more will I abide. I've enlisted in the fight for the cause of truth and right. Praise the Lord, I'm on the winning side. Don't you want to defeat those past AIs? You don't want to carry that around with you. Those past defeats are going to hinder your future on the winning side, living in victory, whatever they might be. Go back. This time, addressing it the way God would have you to address it. Get the victory and then put it behind you. And living on the winning side from that point on. If I could have every head bowed tonight, every eye closed. In Christ, we can live on the winning side. In Christ, I can live a victorious Christian life. In Christ, I'm more than a conqueror. I'm an overcomer. You can overcome any of those past AI defeats. Father, we bow before you tonight. Love you, Lord. Thank you again for just meeting with us. And I trust, God, that you would take the message preached and apply it to whoever is here tonight or whoever is listening via the live stream, God, that we would see decisions made that would definitely make a difference in going forward, being on the winning side. Bless now this invitation. In Jesus' name, amen.